Foreign Diplomats mit Lies of November auf Flux FM am Freitag. Nachmittag. Die Band, die mittlerweile von Montreal, Quebec aus arbeitet. Sie spielen heute Abend im schönen Lido und jetzt sind die Herren bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen über den Re-Release ihrer Debütplatte Princess Flash im alten Europa. Wir quatschen über bisher gespielte Shows auf dem alten Kontinent und finden auch schon heraus, welche Pläne gemacht worden sind für eine zweite LP. Da muss man ja im Prinzip schon dran arbeiten. Wir sprechen aber auch nochmal über etwaige Ängste und Hoffnungen der Kanadier, das Nachbarland betreffend, denn heute ist ja Inauguration Day. Donald Trump und so. Scary. Zunächst aber heißt es nochmal, hello, willkommen, bienvenue, welcome.
Hello.
Die Foreign Diplomats. Danke. Wie geht's? How are you doing today?
We're fine. Good. And you?
Cool. I'm fine, thank you.
Great.
It's good to have you here, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you. It's good to have
you. It's great to be here.
I love Lies of November, the song that we've just played.
Thanks.
It's on the air here at Flux FM for a few weeks now.
Nice. Yeah, nice.
And people are getting to know it. And awesome. People, some people write and they'll be like,
nice.
What kind of crazy band is
great.
That? Don't play them ever again. No. It really is great. It's a great song. Congratulations on that.
Thanks.
Congratulations on the LP Princess Flash, which has been out for a while now. It's been out in Canada since the end of 2015.
Exactly. It is.
Before we talk about that, how are you doing today? Where are you coming from, actually?
Well, we landed in Paris the day before yesterday.
Yeah, okay. Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then we just came here.
Okay, yeah, we drove.
We drove here.
Yeah.
So this is the first show on this leg of the tour.
Yep.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
It's the first show actually of 2017 for us.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
Our last show was in Quebec Canada, like in December.
Uh-huh.
So it's been a while since we have done a show.
2017 is going to be a big touring year for you guys,
yes.
I think, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to be traveling nonstop.
Yeah, in France a lot. Probably in Canada too a lot.
Yeah.
But for now we're here in Germany.
Cool. It's so good to have you here. I'm really happy
awesome
you've made your way. Princess Flash is going to be re-released here in Germany in a week on the next Friday on the 27th of January.
Exactly.
How exciting is that? Are you as excited, as nervous maybe, as way back when in 2015 when it came out for the first time? Is it a totally different feeling?
It's different. I'd say I'm less nervous, but still really excited because it's awesome. Like, we just got our German pressing of the album, and it's a bit different. And like, we're just checking all the differences, and we're like, oh wow, that's awesome to have something different than the original.
But what's the difference?
It's not a jewel case.
Okay.
And well, that's all.
Yeah,
but we're just really excited to see that.
I have a digipack on my new CD. Look at this.
It's ours.
No,
it's
good. Really exciting.
It's good though, and I really think it's gonna open up so many new doors for you to play Europe.
Well, just so the songs are somewhere else than back home and
But it must be strange to give birth to something for a second time. I mean, it seems unhealthy actually. Seems unhealthy, but and I know so many musicians, they leave the studio, they finish recording, they leave the studio, and one day after they finish recording, they'd be like, oh, I should have played that solo slightly different, or this one piece in my drum fill, I should have played it in a slightly different way, then it would have been perfect.
Yeah.
How hard is it for you to re-release an album that's been made like almost 3 years ago?
Well, I haven't really listened to it a lot since we got it out.
Yeah, good idea, maybe.
We play it all the time, and we still love playing those songs.
Yeah, cool.
But the album is like just a way, you know, to have people listen to the songs. And so in that way, it's not that hard to have it out again.
Yeah. I really think you shouldn't overthink your own material. As soon as it's recorded, it's recorded. It's a recording of the time and space where you were at and in. So you have to live. You have to live with the result, maybe.
Exactly.
And when all of you did their best, you don't have nothing to be ashamed of, I think, right?
No, I don't think so. We're really proud of the result.
It sounds good.
Thanks, but yeah, for sure there are some things that we would have changed, or something that's, you know, I would have played that part differently for sure. But still, we're really proud of, you know, the end result.
What I really love about your music is that it blends different genres into each other. I've just talked to you about the Lies of November song, and I was really surprised when that second part kicks in because I didn't wait for it. The chorus is like a completely different animal.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about your music, because so many bands, they have forgotten how to surprise their listeners, or they underestimate the intelligence of their listeners, and they'd be like, yeah, keep it simple. We have to do two verses, two choruses, and then everybody's going to freak out because of our music. But I really think, especially nowadays with the internet that's been around for years now, and everybody is able to listen to different genres, I think people are really fit to accept the fact that you're playing with different genres. And it's been recorded with Brian Deck.
Yes.
He's a man who is at home in different genres as well, because he's worked with Modest Mouse, who are genre blending as well.
Irene and Wine.
Yeah, which is totally folky.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Then again, Groove Armada, which is super electronic, danceable stuff. Yeah. Groove Armada.
Oh, yeah.
I see you, baby.
Yeah.
Shaking that ass. Remember that one? That was Groove Armada. So he's home in different genres. Was that a reason for you to pick him, or was it coincidence?
It was a coincidence, actually. We were searching for producers for the album, and when his name came up, we just started listening to what he did. And, I mean, his sound is like, he has... Especially Modest Mouse, because it's really the album that he did. I think it's The Moon in Antarctica or something. Yeah, it's like it's an album that has so many things going on.
Yeah,
at the same time, and that's really something I wanted to do for that album. So it really fit for the idea.
Yeah, that's interesting. What you say
for the album. Yeah. And when we met him, I mean, it clicked, and he became our friend. And you know, it wasn't just like a producer band and like people working together. We were having fun together and we were just like trying some things. And
I think that's the most important aspect of a producer is not necessarily the way that he's working around the console, because there's an engineer for that.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
But the psychological thing that's
it has
so
to be
important.
A collaboration more than, you know, he has an idea and he wants us to do his ideas. And now it was just a big idea that we were trying to, you know, go somewhere together.
And it's really hard for a band to record their first LP with a producer who's kind of intimidating or something.
Then
you don't dare to sing out loud because Rick Rubin is sitting on the other side of the console or something, you know? Oh, I really think Brian Deck was a brilliant choice for your record. Would you want to work with him again?
Yes, I like working with different people all the time, but I would work with him again because it was such a great experience with him.
Sorry, Rick. It's Brian again. It's Brian again, this time in the studio.
Yeah.
Let's listen to another song of yours. It's called Comfort Design, and there's a beautiful video for that online.
Yeah, right? Thanks.
You've shot that video on a frozen lake.
It was a river, actually.
A river, okay.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Wow, it looks nice though. Yeah, it looks really nice. But I think I've got my cold from watching that video too often.
Well, probably. The thing is, it wasn't that cold that day. Like, we were really
for Canadians, it's like,
yeah, exactly.
We were really lucky, you know.
Except
that
for the keyboard player, like half naked in a bath.
Yeah.
You should see this.
Yeah. There's a lot going on in that clip.
Yeah, it's great. It really looks great. And with the aesthetic of the album incorporated with the girl and stuff.
Yeah.
Just look at it, people out there. Wir hören jetzt mal das Liedchen ohne das Video, wie es halt so ist beim Radio. Foreign Diplomats mit Comfort Design. Danach gibt es noch eine Live-Performance. Und ich habe noch 2-3 Tickets für die Show heute Abend im Lido. Foreign Diplomats auf Lux FM. Oh, there's more reverb than music at the end of that song. I love it. The church has arrived. The choir has arrived, actually. Wir sind mit den Foreign Diplomats immer noch im Studio. Heute Abend spielt die Band aus Montreal, Quebec, im schönen Lido und stellt dort schon mal die hier nächsten Freitag erscheinende Debütplatte Princess Flash vor. In Kanada ist das Ding schon Ende 2015 rausgekommen. Jetzt kommt das Ding aber hier auch nochmal in die Läden, damit die Weltkarriere eben auch vorangetrieben wird. Der talentierten Band, von dem wir gerade nochmal ein zweites Stück gehört haben, Comfort Design, die Foreign Diplomats auf Flux FM. So, the LP has been out for over a year now. You've been touring a lot, but I guess that you've been thinking about new material well. How far are you with that?
Well, we're actually kind of done presenting songs. We have like 30 songs that we just like sent to everyone involved. We're waiting for if they like it or not. But
if they don't, screw them. You know?
Yeah,
screw
exactly.
Like
it's our music. We decide. We started doing new songs in the shows like last year.
Okay, cool. Right.
More and more, because I think it's important to play new songs so they grow and
yeah, that's true.
You know, they go somewhere else.
And you can road check them, right? You can
exactly,
see how the reaction
and like, oh, I tried something that night and it was cool, so it's going to stay in the song.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're kind of ready to hit the studio. We have the songs and we just
we're eager for their second album.
Yeah, cool.
Yep. Yeah.
Interesting though to put out an album and at the same time you're kind of finished with
it's
the second
really nice.
One.
Yeah. It's like a new album here, but like in our minds we're on the second album.
Yeah.
It's a totally different vibe too. So it's really, you know,
it's more like an advantage than a disadvantage to put out an album again.
Of course, of course,
it is. Yeah.
It gives us the chance to be touring in Germany, in Europe right now. So it's really nice
having a bit of people at the shows too.
Yeah,
you know, because
it's cool.
Yeah,
I mean, and it's a good time to tour Europe because today's Donald Trump's inauguration day.
Yeah,
Donald Trump's gonna be the American president in like a few hours.
It's what
gonna,
a shame.
It's going to have happened. It's crazy, right?
It is crazy.
Come forget it about it tonight at Lido.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good
we'll
idea.
We'll just forget it altogether.
Yeah. We won't even talk about it.
No.
We're just like, it's not happening.
We're just going to be like, minute a moment, and we're all going to be crying tonight. I think it's really great.
Yeah. That's nice. But how did that already affect you? Do you have American friends who are asking you how to find a way to Canada? Oh, you know what I'm saying?
My dad has some American friends that asked him actually, but we don't.
No.
No. We never went to the United States to tour or play shows, and so
but that's no, gonna not really. That's gonna have to happen soon kind of.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's really hard cuz like it's really expensive for the visas and like we had some friends on our label going there touring like opening for other acts.
Half Moon Run or
Half Moon Run? They went. Yeah. I don't know how it was. Probably really hard to go there, but Hank Cooper went, and we saw like all the things that the label had to do, like just find what shows he did and everything. Just I don't know why they wanted.
It's so cool to be touring here because it's so far, but it's easy.
Yeah.
And like the States are right below us on the map, but it's
that's true.
Inaccessible for us.
Crazy, right?
Yeah. It's really hard because it's so big. There's a lot of music, so it's hard to.
Yeah, that's true. And you have to drive long distances. That's the perfect thing about Europe as well. If you drive a longer distance, you're in a totally different country.
Exactly.
Another language.
Yeah.
Another way of architecture and culture and stuff.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's something completely different. And are you nervous about the fact that there's this new president in your neighboring country? Because I don't know.
Yeah, it is kind of, I guess, creepy or something.
Yeah, it's more creepy. Like, I feel it's more creepy than dangerous for us.
Uh-huh. Well, it's like we have no idea what's going to happen.
We're just going to wait for our Justin Trudeau to deal with him.
Yeah.
And hopefully he's going to make the right choices.
I have a good feeling about Trudeau, actually.
I have faith in Trudeau.
Yeah,
I like him.
Yeah, that's the cool.
Because he looks so good.
Yeah,
I mean, you can't.
He looks so good. Yeah. You know, just want to hang out
with
the guy.
This one talk that he had with immigrants where this father told him that he was so happy to be part of the Canadian community now. And when Trudeau started crying, I was like, I'm happy for you too. I mean, you look at that guy and you'd be like, wow, what a.
Yeah, he's like a puppy.
Yeah. You know, and he's an emotional, empathical leader. And
you can relate to him.
Donald Trump is not at all.
Oh, my God.
So I hope Trudeau is having some control
on
Donald Trump. That would be cool.
Yeah.
Now you've brought your acoustic guitar with you, and I want you to play us a little song. Which song are we going to be listening to?
I'm going to play Color. Yep.
Okay.
Color.
Sounds nice to me.
Yes. It's a pretty song.
Let me just start the recording here so we can re-listen. It's the Foreign Diplomats. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la. Color, sagst du?
Yes.
Meine Damen und Herren, die Foreign Diplomats live auf Lux FM. Im Anschluss an die Session gibt's noch ein Ticket zu gewinnen. Oder zwei.
Working on their shadows like their teeth before. is her with her bloody fingers cutting through all the others. As it looks around, all I see is the window strangling, wrestling, watching. Screaming all around to the judging dead, oh, watch me, watch me, watch me dance. You'll never get the bet that you'd beat our bet, and you should let go, cause you won't reach the bowl. I just need, I just want it all. It's killing me cause my jeans don't care, they just don't care, they just don't care. I'm tired of the side effects, I'd like to see what's next, so just give me another cigarette. To the ground with all the shivers and all the sounds. You'll never get the bet that you'd beat our bet, and you should let go, cause you won't reach the bowl.
Vielen Dank, merci beaucoup. Thanks merci. A lot. I hope I'll see you again pretty soon.
Yes.
When you come back for another part of the tour. Sure. And I think it's going to be, there's going to be successful shows happening in Germany.
Thanks, yeah.
Over
we
the next
so.
Few
we
weeks.
Can't wait.
Yeah, people won't be able to wait for you to come back. I'm yeah, promising.
That's
going to be great. Wer heute Abend im Lido vorbeigehen möchte, der kann mich jetzt anrufen. Die Telefonnummer zum Glück lautet 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000, das ist die Nummer zum Glück. Wer Tickets haben möchte für die Show im Lido von den Foreign Diplomats, der ruft jetzt an. Thanks a lot for visiting Foreign Diplomats.
Thanks.
I'll
thanks
see you in the end of the year maybe once again.
Great.
I'll watch out for the stuff that you're doing online. Foreign Diplomats, man findet sie natürlich auch auf Facebook und auch bei Twitter. What's your Twitter thing?
F-Diplomats.
All right. Thanks for visiting. It was a great pleasure meeting you. I'll see you again soon. Bye-bye.
Great. See ya.